Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to season 3 of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. We are super happy to continue bringing you an amazing weekly episode of our version of Mindset Evolution. I'm your host from Down Under, Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, and with me, as always, is your host from America, Daisy Papp, International excellence coach and all-round amazing chick. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, my dear friend down under. I cannot believe it that you call me chick, because that is for me something I would not accept from anyone.
We Aussies have our own way of speaking, I have to admit.
This is so funny. Thank you for taking your time, and thank you for taking your energy to put into season 3. We're going and we're moving and we're reaching more people, and we get feedback from them and they're so grateful. There's this young lady, she contacted me the other day and she said, Daisy, you know, my life changed since I'm listening to you, and every week it's the highlight of my week because I can't wait on Tuesday morning when I get up. She lives in Central America, and she's so excited, and she's listening to it while she's sipping her tea or coffee, and then she's talking to her friends about it. So it is really life-changing in her environment and the people within, at her workplace, in the community, in the family, and this is so wonderful. So I'm looking forward to season 3. And I'm very much looking forward to season 30 as well, because I know that you will always be able to throw a topic at me.
Yes, it turns out I'm pretty good at that, right?
Yes, it's amazing. You have a talent. You really have a talent when it comes to throwing topics. Yes, yes. So it's always exciting, and one never knows what is up your sleeve when you wear sleeves. Otherwise, what's up your mind or on the tip of your tongue that then you just throw at me.
Yes, and I would like to think I've got another awesome topic for us today. And to kick off season 3, I think it needed to be a topic with impact that I think a lot of people in the world struggle with at one point or another. I have struggled with this at different points in my life. So today I want to talk about rejection and my new theory that I've just come up with over the last couple of months. I've been thinking about rejection from the point of view of somebody who's been rejected, because that's really what our audience need to help with. It's much simpler to reject somebody, but when you're the one being rejected, there's so many emotions around it and can be a lot of hurt around it, and it can trigger a lot of old stuff for us. And in thinking about that, having recently been rejected by somebody in a way, I started to reflect on it. And one of the ideas I came up with around this to help myself understand it from the other person's point of view, which is something I do like to do, especially being a Libran and being we're called the fence sitters. I would say I think we have a unique perspective or a unique ability to see all the points of view as Librans. So from that angle, I've come up with this little theory that rejection can be reframed as seeing someone self-exiting from your life.
Wow, I think this is overcomplicating things. This is overcomplicating matters.
Welcome to my brain.
I understand that your theory is helping you cope with the situation, and we like to find justifications to endure the pain or the rejection itself. I would like to give you just right straight at your head something very important, and I wish for you, you keep it for the rest of your life and beyond, and spread it. Just know it with every single cell in your system. So when someone's rejecting you, let me ask you that. why would you want to have anything to do with a person who apparently does not want to have anything to do with you? Why?
That's a great question, Daisy, but it doesn't really allow for the emotional attachment that you would have to that person in circumstances. So what you're talking about doing is asking a logical question to an emotional state.
Which in turn helps you to change your emotional state. Thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to behavior. So when you change your thinking, you will change how you feel about it, and therefore you will be able to behave in a different way, even to a person who rejected you. But I am catching you in here because here's the thing. When you try to cope with a situation by justifying other people's behavior, it's a trap. It's not your purpose. It's not your job. It is not your life purpose to justify anyone else's feelings, emotions, actions, spirituality, and I could go on the list A to Z. It's not your purpose.
That's one way of looking at it, that I'm justifying it, but it's not about justifying it for me. It's about understanding why it's happening. Because for me, and I am quite logic-based, if I can understand something, then I can deal with it much, much easier. And okay. Understanding human behavior is one of the great learning curves I'm on right now.
I appreciate that. And it's a never-ending learning curve. The problem I see with this, what you're trying to achieve, if I understand you correctly, that you're trying to understand why. Now, in order to understand their why, whomever they are, you would have to think like them, feel like them, have had the same experiences as they had, and have had to give the same meaning that they gave to specific perceptions that they went through. So it's impossible. So why would you try to participate in Mission Impossible? Unless you're Tom Cruise, then you can do that.
Well, hang on. Now you're saying that empathy can't be achieved.
We did not hear you say empathy before. Maybe you thought it. I have not heard that.
Hang on. Okay, let me expand, because for me, empathy is understanding why they do that, what led them to that, the understanding what it feels like for them. To me, that's empathy. And that's the same thing as when I'm saying I want to understand from their point of view why they're doing that. It makes it easier for me. That's the same thing as empathy
to
for
you.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah. I'm glad you clarified and defined the word empathy for you in this particular context, or in this specific context. It's very important. I feel, and I feel strongly, that empathy not necessarily includes that I understand why another person is doing what they do, why they do what they're doing. I do believe that empathy is something that I'm respecting their choices, their decisions, and I'm accepting them. Because the empathy, when we are going on the emotional level, let's say I hit my foot here because I kicked the neighbor's dog. I never would do that. I know. It's just an example. But let's say I kicked the neighbor's dog because, again, it came over here and whatever, did chew on my cushions on the lounger. And now I hurt my foot. And you may say to me, oh, Daisy, I'm so sorry. Oh, this must be really hurting. Do you really believe that you can feel exactly the way I feel about me hurting my foot? Including the emotional charge to it. Do you really believe that's possible?
I think it is. If you've been in a similar situation,
impossible.
I don't believe exactly, no, but I do believe that you can get to an understanding of what it's like for them based on similar things happening to you.
I believe you can only relate to how another person feels, but you can never feel exactly how another person feels.
Well, not exactly, no.
And why I'm saying that is because even identical twins in the same situation growing up in the same household do not perceive the same situation at the same time exactly the same way. Neither emotionally, not rationally.
Okay, so let's say that's a given, but the actual point, I think, is that you mentioned it being a justification of their behavior, and I don't believe that's where I'm going.
Good.
It's not a justification. It's an understanding
mm-hmm.
that in turn helps me understand. So that's the angle I was coming from when I was speaking about trying to understand the reason for the rejection and why I framed it to myself as self-exiting. was a way for me to not be so hurt and not take it personally, but say from their point of view, this is not right for them and their life. And so they need to exit themselves. That makes it a lot less hurtful for me. Now, maybe that is overcomplicating it. Sure, I'll give you that too. And I do like the fact that you've pointed out that asking yourself logical questions while you're in an emotional state can help change your state. So that's really clever. And I think something that is easily put into action in anybody's life. So maybe that's a great direction to go down here when we're talking about how to help our listeners when they are feeling rejected.
I'm all about behavior. I do believe behavior is all that matters. Now, starts with self. When I know that I morally, ethically, and based on high level of integrity, behave most of the time, it's impossible to do it 24/7, a lifetime long. I do believe that even Dalai Lama sometimes have had maybe an unkind thought. I don't know, I'm not sitting in his brain. But when we know consciously, okay, I'm behaving the best way I can, and I'm behaving, for example, based on the 5+2 that I'm teaching and that I'm living by, then I can be at peace with myself no matter how the other person decides. Therefore, I can then accept their step because they're not doing it against me when they exit, as you phrase it. They're doing it for them. So why would I take it personally? And then comes the next step. Look, if you, I know it's not going to happen, but let's make it as an example. Let's say you call me tomorrow and say, Daisy, I never do podcast with you ever again. Never, ever again do I do podcast episode with you. I may inquire your reasoning so I can learn from it. But if you're not open to share, then there's one direct destination where I'm going in my head. Why would I want to continue doing podcast episodes with you if you don't want to do podcast episodes with me? Period. Solved. I'm not even going down that roller coaster, down into the emotional feeling state of devastation and abandonment and rejection and over-dramatizing it and Hollywood big screen and emotion and sound effects and drama. No, I'm not going there. Hey, okay, so this is how far we've gotten. Thank you, I appreciate, and I fill my heart with gratitude that this is what we had. And then I let it go. I'm not going to hold on to someone or something that apparently does not want to have anything to do with me. Now it becomes always, and I rarely use the generalization, but it becomes always easier when I know, when I look in the mirror or when I close my eyes and I'm at peace with myself based on my behavior. She's speechless.
I like this concept, Daisy, and I'm framing it as a detour. We're going to avoid all the emotional fallout, all of the triggers that could happen from being rejected, and we're going straight to why would I want to do anything with someone who doesn't want to do it with me? Straight to that question.
Yes. I'm not avoiding my emotional charges. I'm not avoiding it, but I'm not going and relive it. Because here's the thing, I work with clients from around the world. Men, women, divorced, single, widows, widowers, people who just broke up, people who just got together, or people who just got together again. There's one common denominator that I'd like to point out. All of us here on this planet, we only have always one moment, and that's right here, right now. When I have a look at it, where I'm here right now, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, is the subtotal of my past experiences, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. When I look at my past and I know that today I'm the subtotal of that, but I always only have now. Now have a look at it from this point of view. If I'm now sobbing and bathing or showering myself in self-pity, oh, he left me, she rejected me, they rejected me, then what am I producing? I'm here in the right here, right now. I'm living an emotional state that is going to generate my future. Why would I do that? Why?
Sure, people do have emotional reactions. So I know that there's ways to snap yourself out of those. I think maybe communicating that it's okay to have emotional charges and emotional reactions.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
But not to wallow in them.
Exactly. Because look, I can be angry. Why would I not choose to be angry? But I can choose for how long I want to be angry. I think I mentioned that to you in another podcast episode. I do not recall in which season it was, though. So I had the electrician in the house and they were trying to fix my outlet in the kitchen. And when they tried to fix it, it didn't work. So 2 weeks later, the man had time again in his schedule. So he comes again and he finally fixes it. I'm in a session with a client on Zoom and my son is taking care of the electrician. And so while I'm in the session, and then I close up the computer and I close up the files and take my notes, and I'm already here from the office walking over there to the kitchen, already imagining, envisioning, oh, how cool, I'm going to use this electrical outlet again because I'm going to bake. And I'm going to put my kitchen machine, I will plug it in there. And I'm going in there and I plug it in, it doesn't work. And then I wanted to be angry. I said, this is not possible. I cannot believe it. This is happening to me. And since 3 weeks I'm waiting, I want to use it and I can't. So my son, he's giggling in the other room because he knows that I'm not an angry person and I especially don't stay in it. Do I get angry? Yes, maybe I get angry, but I'm click with a blink of an eye, I can pull myself up because I think it is more healthy biochemically and neurologically. It's much healthier for me to not remain in that state of anger. So I hear my son giggle and I tell him, you know what? I'm choosing to be angry now. Let me be angry. And then he, because we have this device that plays music on command with your voice, and he just asks for a specific song, and the song goes on. I feel good. Da, 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 da. So I started laughing out loud. I couldn't believe it. And out I was. So we can choose how long we want to be sad, how long we want to grieve, how long we want to be mad, how long we want to be resentful, how long we want to be angry, and how long I want to feel rejected.
Right. And I think that this is important. I know it certainly was in my self-development, because in my younger years, when I was stuck in victim mind mode, I would wallow in my sadness. I would wallow in feeling rejected. And I know that there's millions of people doing it out there right now.
Well, stop doing it.
Yes, but first someone needs to explain this concept to them, because people don't just know this stuff on their own, which is why our podcast is heard in so many countries. No one else is saying it. It's okay to feel the emotion. Just don't stay in it too long. So feel it and move on. Yeah. And there's lots of ways to do that. And we talk about it in a lot of episodes, because we're all about changing your state and you are how you act.
And get results quickly.
Yeah.
And by the way, yes, I was not born with all the wisdom and knowledge that I have, or at least I didn't remember growing up if I was born with all the knowledge and wisdom, but I acquired it because I was stuck in my life too, and I felt rejected in my past too, and I just did not enjoy being rejected, feeling rejected, and therefore I made some changes. And first of all, I changed my mindset, therefore my attitude changed. Therefore my respect to other people's choices changed. And let's face it, we're almost at 8 billion people on this planet. So if you don't want to do podcasts with me ever again, then I either will do a solo cast, and I already know that that will be the name of it, or there will be someone out of the other remaining 8 billion people who might be also a good fit. I would be very sad, though, so because you're my absolute super favorite podcast partner. We're just like the pot and the lid.
I was just going to say, I am not replaceable, Daisy Pat.
No, you're not. You're not replaceable, and that's not where I'm going to. Nevertheless, life doesn't end there.
No, of course.
If then I would still feel the urge and the wish and the passion to continue doing podcasts. I wish this really helps you, because it's a very simple concept. And I know it helps my clients who sign up for VIP sessions or VIP packages or workshops. And the results are stunningly fast and lasting.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I agree. And I have an absolute belief that everything comes back to choosing as we've talked about in so many times, and actually dedicated an early episode to choices as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're new to listening to Bold and Blonde, please go back and listen to our past catalogue. There's some bonza episodes in there that we know will help you in your normal day-to-day life. And as we turn into season three this week, we're going to be talking about some more complex topics as we go and still sprinkling in some basics here and there as well. But we want you to go back and listen to the early episodes because they're fundamentally important in the work we're trying to do with you guys. And it is one-way work when it's a podcast show. So we do love to hear from you guys. Please send us your comments and feedback and even topic suggestions. We'll take to. And you can do that in a number of ways. Our website, baldandblonde.live, has contact forms. You can hit us up on direct message on Instagram, baldandblonde.live. You can come to our Facebook page at Bald and Blonde, or you can contact Daisy or I separately on Facebook, or we're both searchable on LinkedIn as well. You've just got to search our names because they have horrible URLs on LinkedIn. And Daisy's also on Twitter at Daisy Papp. So there's loads of ways to get into contact with us. Please do. We'd love to hear what you think of all our episodes and how they have helped you, because we do get wonderful feedback from our listeners about how they're looking forward to each week's episode because it's really making a positive impact in their lives and in the lives of their families, because it's improving relationships and communication, and that really excites us because that is what drives us to keep doing this podcast. And to keep us ad-free, we would love you to support us on Patreon. That would be amazing. We have several levels of support from $5 a month, which is just a cup of coffee, right up to a level for our corporate sponsors. So please, if you love us and want to support us, buy us a cup of coffee a month over on Patreon. We would be so grateful to have that support keep growing. Any comments you'd like to add, Daisy, before we finish off our first episode of season three?
Yes, I would like to circle back to something you mentioned prior when I heard you say choices, it's all about choices. Yes, but where do choices come from? Because when I have self-value, when I'm aware of my value, I will then naturally make healthier choices. So it all starts within. It's not like, okay, so now I'm choosing this, I'm choosing that. 95% of our time we're on autopilot. So most people believe that they are really consciously choosing. They're not. Therefore, I suggest taking an inventory of your subconscious programs, recode them, update the software. So the 95% during your waking life, you will operate on autopilot, but with much better software. So it's really important where it all comes from, and it's all within you. And I remember like 15 years ago when a teacher of mine, he told me, because I'm really good at asking. So I'm super curious since I'm a child. So I love to ask questions because that's how I can accomplish learning and broaden my knowledge. So I believe humbly. And when I asked and I asked and I asked, and he said, Daisy, all the answers are within you. I had no idea what he's talking about. Today, I know. So you're not rejected. Someone else is making a choice based on their beliefs, based on their values, based on their plans, based on their subconscious programming, based on their autopilot. Do not take it personally. Make your own choices, make your own decisions, and change your behavior. The better person you become, better people will find you extremely attractive.
Absolutely. And I think on that note, we should mention that Daisy has three books that she's written that are available on baldandblonde.live that go through all these basics that we talk about in the podcast and will help you actually look at those fundamentals in your life and make some changes as you read through them. They're very easy to read and they're really great books. So jump over to our shop and grab those. And in fact, if you would like the first three chapters of the Island Model completely free, please do reach out to us, because we have that there for you guys, and we'll put a link in the show notes where you can get that. So that's it from us today, guys. We have enjoyed bringing you our first episode of our brand new season. We'll see you next week with another episode that is going to help you guys change your lives and be happier, healthier people with happier, healthier relationships. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you'll find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.